The Oracle
is back!
Accurate topics, investment education, economic update, retirement planning, youth empowerment, pension update, real estate, entrepreneuring, and lots more. Monday to Friday on this radio channel, Stockwatch on Radio with Abayomi Obabolujo, empowering you for wealth.
Welcome to an exciting moment on air. I'm Abayomi Obabolujo. If you like, you can call me the Oracle. That is my name. And if you choose to call me Oba Stocks, that is also my name. This program exists not to give you information that is commonly shared in the social media. No, this program exists to empower you. It's loaded. Don't change this channel because I will be right back. Welcome back. I'm now being joined by Haruna Kebira. He is the Managing Director of Global View Capital Limited. Haruna, how has your weekend been? I'm sure you have really enjoyed it because the stock market is doing well.
Yes, it was fantastic. It just started picking up later part of last week and entering into the week we are about to review.
While the market was somewhat not performing well, what were your feelings?
You know, like a stockbroker, I was worried. But when you have this knowledge that whatever, just like the saying that whatever goes up must come down, the same thing that whatever goes down must go up, especially when the position that you've taken, you are sure of it.
All right, just looking at basic indexes for last week, the All-Share Index of the Nigerian Stock Exchange, that is the Nigerian Exchange Group, that is NGX, was up 1.23%. Market capitalization grew by 1.23%. Volume of trades on the floor of the Nigerian Stock Exchange was up 4.35%. Deals grew by 2.03%. Value of equities traded also grew by 0.81%. Virtually, all the indicators ended in the green. Now, can we say that this performances are traceable to just the normal regular equities that do gain, for example, Dangote Cement, MTN, those that really do have a lot of weight on the indicators, or it was a general kind of performance?
But if you look at it, I would say that it was an organic growth, but MTN and Dangote still added to it. We saw Dangote closing the week at 220 and MTN closing the week at 165.
All right, let's now look at the major gainers for this week. I could see a growth of 43.49% in University Press. What do you think was behind this kind of growth?
I think it has to do with their result. If you remember, one of our deliberation, we said if you want to take position ahead of the release of quarter two results, and we have to go back and look at quarter one result, and you know, with that you can actually prorate what might likely happen in quarter two. Like you have always said, that they said if you want to know how your wife will look like,
look at your mother-in-law.
You should look at your mother-in-law. Yeah. So when you look at quarter one, you should know what they are going to do in quarter two. So I think most of the gainers, even Vital Foam,
yeah.
I think it was as a result of their quarter one. You know, like what we saw 8 consecutive losses the penultimate week, and as people are trying to take position against quarter two releases, first of all, it will hit those that have good results, you know, in a good market. Every stock is good, but the first of all hit those that have fundamental and good results.
Now, let me ask you one question before we go to the next one. With a price of 1.68 kobo of University Price, is it still buyable, or one should just look away from that equity and look for maybe other possibilities? 43.59% in 1 week is not commonly found in any market.
One of the things I've come to find out about investment in equity is that there is no price that is not breakable. There is no price that is resisted enough that good outing cannot break. So if the result is as good as what we are talking about, there is no way that it cannot break one and associate cover.
But from what I can see here, Aruna, most of these equities that appeared as highest percentage gainers for the week, Morrison is a pharmaceutical company. Are they still in operation? It grew 20.21%. Veritas Capital, an insurance company that most people probably will be running away from, grew 20% in the course of the week. You just talked about Vitafoam. And then Bagger Paint was up 9.84%. Some of these equities are not those that are popular. All right, going by the titles and categorization of equities.
They are not popular. You know, like we said, that when the strong men in the village are not coming, then the women will wake up. I think what we have seen, where we are not seeing movement in Airtel, we have not seen movement in Boa, we have not seen movement in Nestle. So the market have to focus on this not too familiar stock for the week.
But what is the risk investing in them? Because some of these equities, when you go to buy them, sometimes you find it difficult to bail out. You get hooked.
I think by and large, most of these stocks are liquid. The only one I may not actually be too sure of the liquidity is Morrison Industry. But I believe the rest are Veritas Capital is liquid, Vitafoam is liquid, Berger Paint is liquid, University Press is liquid.
All right, we'll come into the percentage losers now. We could see that the percentage in losses were not for last week as high as the percentage that were recorded as gains. For example, Computer Warehouse, one insignificant equity, not popular equity on the stock exchange, was down 26.09%. But Royal Exchange, in the last couple of weeks, had gained a lot of attention. It actually lost 11.11% last week. CAP was down 10.14%. Champion Breweries gained attention so well, particularly at the beginning of the year. It was down 9.91%, and Ikeja Hotel. Now, looking at some of these equities, Aruna, I can say that all of them also, aside from one or two, could be categorized as Lilliputians.
I actually was trying to lay my fingers on what is actually behind the losses in CWG, because I saw the market punishing it for two consecutive days. At the start of the market, we just lost 10%. At the start of the market, we just lost. I was trying to actually, I couldn't actually get to the fact why it was like that. But when you talk about CPL, PLC, I think it was because it was marked down during the week for a dividend of 2.10 naira. You know, it started the week at 220, it dropped to 205. By the time it was marked down by 290 Kobo, it ended at 1995. For Champion Brewers, you know, when Heineken BV took a controlling share, a number of people were involved. It rose from 96 Kobo to 4 Naira plus. And we have always said that they like taking position in equity is like you want to take a picture. And when the cameraman is not forthcoming, you lose your post. Mm. So people that have taken position in Champion Breweries and no more news, no more current news, no more further news from Heineken BV.
Let's come to some of these, the earnings released to the market in the course of last week. Japur Gold, we saw first the fourth quarter auditor report of the company. It was not that impressive, but what would be your impression for this, their fourth quarter 2021 earnings that were released to the market last week? What would be your immediate reaction to this result, and what do you think the market will say, or how do you think the market will react?
I think the market reacted positively. You know, when they released their quarter four, I think of the day the quarter four was released, the stock was doing 62 kobo. And the result make it to fall as low as 55 kobo or thereabout. But it's back to 59 kobo because of the quarter
one. So where do you see it getting to?
You know, one of the things is that the speculator that actually played this stock, and they played very well. Chances are that they can push it to 60 kobo.
Let's leave Japur Gold because we really have not too much of time. Corn oil PLC. The first quarter result is showing at a price of 18 naira 70 kobo, the earning per share is 61 kobo. It grew from 38 kobo in the previous year. The PE ratio 30.61, earnings yield 3.27%, profit margin 1.28%. Does this make corn oil attractive? Yes or no?
Actually, if you look at figures, don't have emotion. If you look at corn oil first quarter, the turnover dipped by
13.24%.
But what really helped them was a drop in their bank overdraft that they took the previous year. I think it was reversed. They said they took the bank draft for because of the delay in payment of subsidies. So they now took less. And that is why you discovered that from profit before tax, the result now grew.
So what is your opinion about corn oil? Is it a stock that someone should look at or just discount the result?
A stock you should keep an eye on.
Cuties, one of the low-price stocks on the floor of the Nigerian Stock Exchange, currently going at 2 naira 25 kobo. The turnover grew by 34.21%, profit after tax by over 100%, earning per share from 18 kobo to 35 kobo. Then the P ratio 6.35, earnings yield 15.75%, and profit margin 9.26%. This is a good result. Should I be investing in QTs or I should just look at it?
I strongly believe that any stock that has over and above 10% earnings yield is a good buy. I think one of the things that is actually happening to critics that why it's trading at the price at which it's trading is just because of the dividend payout.
All right. So, Honeywell, the controversy here, First Bank is going to take over, First Bank is not going to take over, but we could see their auditor report. We could see that the turnover up 36.23%, PAT 73% growth, earning per share is 14 kobo from 8 kobo. Then the price is just 123 kobo, P ratio 8.66, and then earnings yield 11.54%, profit margin 1.03%. How viable
we
is
can see that they increase their dividend payout from 4 kobo to 7 kobo. And one of the things that we should know that Honeywell is it's a company, it's ongoing, it's listed on the floor of the Nigeria Stock Exchange. No matter what First Bank is going to do to it, I don't think it's going down soon. So at least as far as it's still trading, I think it's something that somebody should keep an eye on.
Aruna, I want to say a very big thank you to you for coming. So your last comment before I allow you to go in just 1 second.
No, I just believe that, like we said, that the market is for a surprise for June.
All right. I do hope sincerely that I've convinced you beyond reasonable doubt that this is the best platform as far as investment education analysis and information on the financial market is concerned. And by the special grace of God, I will be returned on this same platform again. Until then, I remain yours sincerely in wealth creation, circulation, and preservation. Abayomi Obabolujo. God bless you. Enjoy the rest of your week.